Have you heard of Nextdoor? It's a social network founded in 2010 that connects you to your physical neighborhood. It just raised about $75 million in funding, putting its value at around $1.5 billion, according to TechCrunch. For our View from the Top conversation, we're joined from San Francisco by co-founder and CEO Nirav Tolia. And Nirav, where did the idea for Nextdoor come from?
It was the summer of 2010. A couple of co-founders and I in Silicon Valley were looking around at the world of social networks and noticing that Facebook was amazing for communicating with friends. Twitter was amazing for following interesting people. LinkedIn was very effective at connecting us with colleagues. There wasn't a social network to connect with people right outside our front doors. There wasn't a local social network. And we believe that our local lives are some of the most important communities of them all. And that was the inspiration for the company.
Well, you say there isn't a local social network. I have to say, I haven't used Nextdoor yet, but I use something very similar on Facebook. And there's a community group for my local neighborhood, and it does a lot of the same kinds of things. Why would somebody need to use Nextdoor instead of just using a group on Facebook?
Well, there are Facebook groups for all kinds of things, whether it's communicating with folks in your neighborhood or following your favorite rock band or your sports team, etc. Nextdoor is purpose-built from the ground up for the neighborhood. To join Nextdoor, you provide your address, and we verify that you actually live in the neighborhood. All of the content is private. And so it's something that takes what you're experiencing on Facebook to the next level.
One of the things that I've noticed and have been very impressed by in my community bulletin board is that every time somebody loses their dog, three comments down, somebody says, oh, yeah, I've got him. He's on Third Street. You know, this is something that you have seen a lot of on Nextdoor, that lost dogs get found.
We see dozens of lost dogs that are found every day. In fact, we see missing children that are found using Nextdoor. And so this idea that you can tap into the power of your neighborhood, that's a very powerful concept. And now in almost 90% of American neighborhoods, over 160,000 neighborhoods that are using Nextdoor, we see these kinds of inspirational stories every day.
I was reading that in one case, a Dallas woman was able to get a liver transplant because of Nextdoor.
There are really inspirational things that happen when neighbors come together. And it typically is the case that when there is a neighbor in need and that neighbor asks for help, it's amazing the kindness of strangers. A woman was looking for a donor, and so she posted on Nextdoor, and there was a neighbor who knew someone, and ultimately she found a liver, and everything worked out the way it was supposed to.
How do you determine the boundaries of a neighborhood at Nextdoor? For example, if somebody lives in New York City, in Manhattan, how do you decide what the community that they're in is?
It's a great question, and frankly was one of the most difficult product features that we were required to build because, again, when you join Nextdoor, you give us your address, you verify that you live at that address, and then we put you in a neighborhood. And the neighborhood has real boundaries, which means that because all the neighborhoods have private discussions, if you're outside of those boundaries, you don't get access to that conversation. So you can imagine that these boundaries are very important to people. We thought for a long time that maybe we could find an information source, maybe a directory or a canon of information that would give us neighborhood boundary information, maybe even Google Maps. It turns out it didn't exist anywhere. And so we took a very kind of internet approach, really inspired by something like Wikipedia. And we said, what if we gave our members the tools to help us define the boundaries? What if we gave them certain criteria, like the neighborhood boundary has to be of a certain size, but within that, you can draw almost a free-form shape, and we'll use technology to snap that free-form shape into what looks like a neighborhood boundary. And in that way, we will rely on our members not just for the boundaries, but for the names of the neighborhoods themselves.
How do you make money?
Yes, we do have to make money. We're a social network, and while it's a free service and was from day one and will always be free for members, we've always believed that there's a tremendous opportunity not just to connect neighbors to neighbors, but to connect neighbors to local businesses as well. We provide a platform for local businesses to connect with the people that they want to serve in local communities. And whether that's something straightforward like an ad in the newsfeed, the same way that you might see one on Facebook, but in our case, it's going to be from a local business or from a national business that's doing business locally, or whether it's from a real estate agent, these are ways that not only we can make money and create a sustainable business, they're ways that we can give a voice to local businesses that really have been left behind in this internet revolution.
Let me just go back to the very beginning and what you were talking about for the reason that you wanted to create Nextdoor. And that is that, you know, we should be communicating with the people in our own neighborhood. Why do we need a social network for that? Why can't we just go outside and talk to our neighbors?
It's a great question. And the reality is we don't need Nextdoor to be involved with our neighborhood. But Nextdoor can be a great assistance. It can be a great tool. It can be a great icebreaker to do those things. We think the most successful Nextdoor interaction is one where you've run into someone online, but you use the conversation on Nextdoor to meet them in the real world. And that's how we're different. It's this online to offline component that makes the company very unique.
That's Nirav Tolia, who is the co-founder and CEO of Nextdoor. Nirav, thanks for joining us.
Thanks again for having me.